Thank you for joining with us for another episode of Morning Briefings here on the Pipeline Intercession for the President and on our podcast. If you have any dreams that you have about the Office of the President, please send them to pip@christiancenterstreetport.com. We're so thankful that you all have joined in with us on this prayer journey, and we look forward to standing with you not only today, but in the days ahead. So with that, we'll go ahead and join today's broadcast as we talk about the news and stand on the wall for this nation and the Office of the President. Good morning, everyone. Zach R. Skadden coming to you live from North Carolina. And today is another blessed day to be here standing on the wall with each and every one of you, those who listen via Facebook, podcast, Rumble, and follow us everywhere. And I want to announce early on, if you remember from last Friday's noon prayer, Todd Trahan talked about an article he put out. We have that article. We're going to put it up on our blog. Once I get done recording this, I'm going to upload the podcast, and then I will put it on our blog, and I will put the link here in the Pipeline group and on the podcast. So if you listen to it, it'll be in the show notes. And it deals with what Todd talked about in form. And there's another little spreadsheet that I'll put with it as well that literally shows the differences of the foundations of when nations have gone away from those scenarios. So just a little bit of bookkeeping here, administration on that. I know a few of you have asked for it, so that's where it's going to be. That way you can easily share it with anybody who you think might want to read it, learn from it, and spend time going through the scriptures that Todd lays out there. So again, we'll put that once I'm done here. I'll put it on the blog, and then I'll share it here on the Pipeline group, and then you guys can share it, read it, have it for yourselves as well. That'll be easier than sending it individually to people. That way it can also be stored on the internet for anybody else to go back and find. So with that, I want to start off in scripture with the focus of dealing with an issue that's coming out right now, not just in the prophetic, but in the world. And I guess it would say it would start in the church. This idea is starting in the church, and it's spreading to other areas of society. And the idea is that because the media lies and has lied for so long that we need to completely ignore what they're saying, number one. And there's this idea, you may have heard it, it is utterly preposterous out of some of the people's mouths that they said it, that just because the media is lying means that 100% that whatever the opposite it is of what they're saying is true. That is very, very alarming, because God doesn't say ignore those who are lying. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say go hide in your little corner. Scriptures that talk about that. Doing that is a very bad thing. Isolation is not a healthy point of context. And so I want to go through some points through scripture that tell us that we need to be engaged, that we need to learn how to discern truth from lies, and go to sources and look at sources that are telling the truth. Now, look, just because they're lying on one issue doesn't mean they may not be lying on another issue. It just may, they may have a stronghold over here that they have a base, a certain worldview that causes them to think differently on this one subject. And I'm going to point out this scripture as New Testament, right side of your Bible, red letters from Jesus, of saying to his disciples, be wise as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. And this comes from Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you out, and this is him as he's sending them out. I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as a serpent and innocent as a dove. And he goes on to talk about how you will be persecuted in my name. They will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my name's sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. And then talks about when you're handed over For it is not you who speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you, knowing what to say. But I want to highlight verse 16, because this is the biblical basis, right side of your Bible, red letters. I can go back into the Old Testament. And there's, you know, the King James Version throughout multiple times. I'm actually going to look at it today, how many times that's actually said of be not deceived. I mean, we could look at scriptures like this and see that we're not called to ignore and go hide in a little corner because somebody may be saying something that is wrong. Well, what happens when they say something that's true and we need to listen to them? That's why I try to look at both sides of the news media and see who's reporting the truth. Sometimes left-wing journalists do. A lot of times they don't. A lot of times I stay away from them. I read them to see, okay, there's some perspective in here, but then I try to provide articles that speak the full truth. And a lot of times it's when they add their opinions, when they get away from being journalists and get into opinion is where it gets off. And so we can't sit here and say, well, we can't listen to them because they've lied in the past. And yes, what some people said of fake news is very, very, very real and very, very true. They're not saying that they're telling the truth. And I'm not sitting here saying that because they are not telling the truth most of the time. But we still have to discern what is truth. But then also to the point of we need to know what they're saying, because these are the strongholds that are in place of why people are continuing to be deceived and have these mindsets. So part of it is okay, yes, you're right, but you can't completely ignore them, because just because they're saying one thing does not mean that it's not true. Like with this stuff in Ukraine, they're saying, well, this is happening, this and this. And I'll get to that here in a second, because that leads today is with what's going on in Ukraine leads to a great point. A lot of times they're just doing it for clicks. Advertisers need to show advertisers that people are clicking on their articles, coming to their website. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to sell the sponsorships that they do on their websites, newspapers, et cetera, everywhere else. So a lot of it is a whole different scenario, but we can't just because the media says one thing doesn't mean that it's 100% false and we need to believe the exact opposite, because then that starts leading you into the ground of conspiracy theories, unfounded, untruthful things that are not real. There are things that are opposite of what the news media says that are true, but it doesn't mean that every single thing that the news media says the opposite is true. That's we cannot believe that. We have to use wisdom and revelation to discern what is being said now and in the days ahead. And so I wanted to get in some things, some news, some scenarios of showing how we can discern what is being said about some scenarios that are happening in the world. But first, let's start off in Israel. Another report of a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv this time, where upwards of 5 people have been killed, more have been injured. Nobody, from what I've seen, has taken responsibility for this, as far as ISIS or Hezbollah or Hamas. It would be Hamas, but haven't seen who's taken responsibility for it. But this is Tel Aviv. This is one of the most popular cities in the world. It's very secular, even though it is within Israel. The innocent slaying of civilians, but more so importantly, Jews, is I want to point this out, because we've been talking about how the Amalek spirit, the anti-Semitic spirit, is rising up in this season, and we're seeing it more. So it's something to pray for the peace and safety and security of Israel. And it's also to wake them up to the realities of what's going on. They've elected some leaders who don't necessarily prioritize security as much as Benjamin Netanyahu. And they're not saying they're paying the consequences for that, but they need to step up. They need to be diligent. And think about this. Pray for the people who are there if you know them, because they live in a constant state of warfare. You think these last couple months for us has been bad? They live under the actual threat of this type of scenario on a day-to-day basis. Sirens can go off and they got seconds to get in a bomb shelter. They have to be very diligent, especially if they live on the border cities, especially if they live near areas where rockets can be shot off at them. Israel is smaller than the state of Rhode Island. just to give a geographical perspective of how wide it is. I've been in the Dead Sea area, and you can see fighter jets flying up the coast, up and down the nation within a matter of minutes. I mean, they're doing training. They're up there to the north, to the south, to the north, to the south within minutes. And it doesn't take them long to cover ground within the air there. So we want to pray for Israel, pray for the peace and safety of the people. And then the news of why we need to discern. There's been a big push last night and this morning from news media to push the narrative coming from Russia that Russia is removing troops from in and around Ukraine. I mean, in and around Kiev in Ukraine, the northern part, and they're going to focus on the southwestern, southeastern portions, Donbas, the portion that they deemed as their own, in order to negotiate peace talks. And I think this is a great article, a headline, an article and headline from the AP talking about relief for Ukraine, question mark. Russia vows to scale back near capital, but we have wisdom and discernment from our leaders because they're saying they're going to not look at what Russia says, but look at what they do. And Pentagon says, hold up, let's pause on that. Because the fruits on the ground, and I saw it last night and this morning from people who are actually in Ukraine on Twitter saying that no, Russia is lying. They have actually pulled more troops into Kiev. They're getting ready to come back in. They've actually increased attacks in certain areas. What the fruits of the matter is on the ground is the opposite is actually true of what Russia is saying. Now, does it take time to communicate all that? I don't know. Don't believe that. We have to look at what's on the ground, because what the negotiator in Istanbul, Turkey, is saying is different than what the troops on the ground are doing. So that's a key caution for discernment. And look, you could say, well, hey, they're telling the truth here, so we have to believe everything they're saying. Or think about this. If we were to believe this, well, they're saying, well, Kiev's not, they're not buying into the Russian propaganda here. Does that mean the opposite is true? Is what the Pentagon's saying false? Is what the AP is saying false? Where they're just reporting journalism, they're questioning, they're actually doing their job of being a watchman on the wall. We have to be innocent as doves, but wise as serpents. And so we need to use the discernment that the Lord can provide for us in these seasons, so that we ourselves don't go down a road and get off and get into a perverted ideology of what's going on and what the Lord wants to do in this season. And right now the Lord's leaving it up to Ukraine to fight for themselves, to defend for themselves. That's been the prophetic. That's been the preparation beforehand of you're going to have to fight a battle because of whatever reason, you're going to be alone. And that's what Ukraine's doing. And they're doing what looks like a good job on the ground from what we can tell. But obviously there's some portions of the country where people are having to evacuate because of the mass casualties of what's going on from Ukraine, from Russia. Now, interesting news out of Europe is that Poland and Germany are saying they're going to end oil and coal imports from Russia. Germany warns of potential gas shortages as they are coming out of their winter for the next couple months. I looked at a climate report for Germany, weather report. It talks about, because I've never really been there, I don't know what their weather's like. What I've read is that they have lower temperatures now, and it could last April into May, how things warm up. So they're still going to need to heat up their houses as they go into summer where they're going to need the opposite, then cool their houses. And they run off of natural gas, coal, electricity, et cetera. And they rely on a heavily portion of that from Russia. Now they're looking as where to get that. Then there is the news of something we want to continue to pray for from our administration is that there have potentially what's being reported is what's being unknown. It's a question of we need to pay attention to this is out of Chernobyl. Materials to build a dirty bomb have gone missing. And there's been another, the report goes on, the Daily Wire points out, from the Institute of Safety and Institute for Safety Problems of Nuclear Power Plants in Kiev talked about how there's other facilities that house materials for potential dirty bomb materials that have unknown verification of what is happening to those materials because Russian troops have come in and prevented people from coming in. There's also been wildfires in and around Chernobyl, causing radioactive materials to heat up the plant life around Chernobyl's, and the firefighters aren't able to go in and fight it. And as you get into warmer weather, it can potentially spread, causing more harm for Europe and Russia and Ukraine and Poland as well. So we're something to watch out for. If you remember, there's several prophetic words of a warning of something happening. Chris Reed had one a while back about something happening in New York. There's other older ones that we know about from John Paul Jackson that are we need to pray for wisdom for our administration in dealing with this issue, because it's a potential. And then with the response from President Biden, there's an internal battle of what's going on with this administration. They need to have the fear of the Lord and wisdom revelation from the Holy Spirit in order how to deal with this issue, as well as with Israel, as we're seeing with what's happening, and then China as well. We want to stay on that. Now, something interesting is as the situation in Ukraine and still continues, countries are searching of how to find the commodities that they need and they usually get from Russia and Ukraine. And now there are talks of looking towards Canada as well as the United States. And I point this out because even in Canada, government overreach is going to cause a problem with this. Red tape needs to be removed for oil and natural gas exports out of Canada as far as other commodities and other crops and things where the warnings from President Biden of a potential harm for a shortage of supply chain and commodities and things that we're so dependent upon from other nations to import from. And I listened to a commodities trader this weekend talk about the amount of calories that the United States and other nations buy and need in their daily diets, and how this will start affecting those lower tier countries, third world countries, who maybe they already were on, say, a lower calorie diet. Now they're not going to be able to find the calories that they need and from the wheat and other commodities and resources that they ate. They're going to be the ones hit hardest, not only because they already could take in such a short supply, but also their economies are going to be hit, because what they would give up is there's no end destination for. And then also they don't have the resources to logistically and relationships internationally to be able to buy those things and get them in there. It's going to become, as we're seeing now, to the highest bidder with gas prices increasing. And then there's talks of in this article about how there's also another struggle, not just with oil and gas, but with shipping containers from countries like Argentina, Brazil, South America, and even the U.S. of where do you get shipping containers on this side of the continent to go to Canada and ship them back? Because right now they're being sent to China to deal with the backflow of supply chain issues that have been there because of COVID and shutting down the ports there. And that's still going on. So I say this as a foundation of backing and showing fruits of the prophetic that take heed, be aware, be sober about what's going on, and be aware if you have the resources to be able to supply. There's prophetic warning of be wise in doing that. Have a month to supply there from what Rick Joyner talks about. And this leads into more call. This has led into more calls with the issue that's going on with the administration of invoking the 25th Amendment. Tucker Carlson pointed it out last night, and I just bring this up to, all right, this stuff is starting to heat up. It seems like a lot this week, but again, nothing's really going to happen unless Democrats get behind this. And the struggle is right now, Democrats know this, is that if you remove Biden, who do you put in place? You put Kamala Harris in his place. What then happens? Do we really want those consequences? Do we want that? You know, you're hearing these reports of how hard it is to work with her. They know that. Do they want that? Does the country really want that? Do we really want that? So let's be careful what we ask for sometimes. Again, pray for a blanket of protection over Biden, that he's not taken advantage of during his moments of dementia. And again, pray for wisdom and revelation for his administration, because now is more time than ever. And with the stuff heating up on Hunter Biden, it's even more reason for us to pray for this administration. Yes, we want to see justice come through with that. And some things that happened yesterday that I think are steps in the right direction for that. But we want to pray for this administration. Okay. Some good things to note about is that Manchin has now come out one day after Biden put out his proposal for a budget for this year, for the coming year, and saying he is standing against it because of the understanding of the quote unquote billionaire tax for millionaires is that it is supposedly going to start taxing people on unearned incomes. And he says, this is Joe Manchin. He says, you cannot tax something that's not earned. Earned income is what we're based on. There's no other way to do it. Everybody has to pay. And obviously he wants to increase taxes, but he understands the insanity that would ensue if you started taxing people because of unearned incomes. And there's other taxes that, like we talked about with Virginia, the increase in the value of a used car and a vehicle, of that's an unearned income asset value that should be looked at not only in Virginia but elsewhere. And so Joe Manchin is saying no to this. So this is going to be something to watch in the days ahead as we grow closer towards not only the midterms, but the deadline of later this year in October for proposing a new budget for the coming year. The battle has already ensued. And then this week, something to watch out for and pray for is, remember these three names: Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and Lisa Murkowski are all swing votes that Democrats are going to try to pressure and focus on in order to get them to vote for Ketanji Brown Jackson to nominate, to get her out of committee. And then once she's down on the floor of the Senate, to get them to vote to confirm her. Now, know this, all three have denied her confirmation at lower court levels, even though she got through because Democrats had majority vote. They're saying, oh, we want to look further into her. My question would be is if you at a lower court with a less investigative look into her past said no, why looking further into it? What would change your mind? That needs to be very clear. They need prayer now and in the season ahead. If you can't define what a woman is, how can you rule? How can we as Americans trust your judgment on other basic realities of life, all because of an open political agenda and being a judicial activist? Cause for concerns there. And then one thing to know about Lisa Murkowski is she is the only of the three. I believe she's only of the three, if I remember right. I might be wrong, but I know at least Lisa Murkowski, taking in a lot of information this morning, Lisa Murkowski is one of the three who is up for re-election. She's being challenged by another Republican in Alaska to potentially oust her. So she's on the hot seat here. She may most likely not. They only need one. They're going to go for three. They only need one. Because if Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema stick with Democrats, then they only need one. But they're going to try to get more to make it a little bit easier. They only need 50. They could do 50 plus one with Kamala, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to have to go through that hassle, because something could happen. Somebody could flip their vote. A whole things could happen there. And then also we're seeing, I want to play this clip from Tucker Carlson. He interviewed Ron DeSantis yesterday on the issue of the parental rights bill in Florida and how the Disney organization is saying they're not going to fight this. Now there's evidence of showing behind closed doors there's an active push for this. And I say this because there are a lot of people and more so for my people in South Florida, who they worship Disney. It is an idol. It is a problem. And there is a major influence, not only for people in Florida and Disney, in California, elsewhere, but you know, we like to watch their shows. They used to have family friendly. There's been concerns about some things that are happening, but understand this, this is the root and this is a stance that Disney is taking. And now we need to take heed of what is happening. And I want to play this because this is a great interaction from Tucker Carlson with Governor DeSantis on this issue.
I have to ask you this, since you're on the topic of Disney. Journalist Chris Rufo, who's really done a lot, has just obtained a video of an all-hands meeting at Disney. The meeting was in response to the legislation you signed in Florida. Here is Disney corporate president Carrie Burke. Watch this.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually. One
I'm gonna speed this up,
child. And one pansexual child, and also as a leader. Many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters.
They're telling you they're coming out with more. They don't like this bill, but now here's what's coming next from Disney. So use this as knowledge and revelation for what to do next for you and your family.
And not have to be about gay stories.
So I don't understand why an entertainment company that makes animated movies gets to control legislation in your state.
Well, and especially, Tucker, you got to wonder, like, why is the hill to die on to have transgenderism injected into kindergarten classrooms or woke gender ideology injected into second grade classroom? Why is that the hill to die on? Meanwhile, if we had done a bill that prohibited talking about the abuse of Uyghurs in China, Disney would have supported that legislation because they don't want to say a word about that. So it's just an odd manifestation of their corporate values that they actually do Disney cruises, Tucker, to the nation of Dominica, which criminalizes homosexuality. So they're fine.
What he's about to say is very important. They're okay with going to nations where they criminalize homosexuality, but
doing that and lining their pockets. They're fine lining their pockets from the CCP and all the atrocities that go on there. But it's those kindergartners in Florida that they really want to have transgenderism as part of their core curriculum in school.
And that's alarming. They're willing to fight for this. If you've seen the teacher that went on gay teacher that went on MSNBC talking about how am I going to be able to talk about this? First of all, why are you talking about this? Your job is to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, and for kindergartners that shouldn't come up. And if it does, simply just, hey, I'm not going to talk about it. Now it's a question of parents. What do we do? Okay, we understand this. We have wisdom of, we have this biblical principle to stand on to raise up the children the way that they should go. They will not depart from it, to teach them biblical moral values, but then also of, I may send my kid to this school, I may send my kid to that school. The question becomes is, what do we do? That's where we need to repent for giving our children over and the education system over to Caesar, and intercede for parents to get involved and take back the education mountain for the Lord. We saw what happened in Virginia when this happened. You put righteous leaders in because of the issues of happening of these same type of issues, CRT, LGBTQ stuff being put in the school systems, pornographic books being put in the school systems, and parents said, hold on, red flag, this is an alarm. So as we get closer towards the midterms, something we need to watch out for, something we need to educate ourselves on of, hey, what's our school county board doing? What does this next candidate, do they support this stuff? Do they stand against this stuff? It's very alarming. And just to show that when you start dealing with this issue, people are going to come out the woodworks and show their support and not show their supports. And what's also alarming is the response from people within the church, more so the progressive wing within the church, who are in support of this stuff. And it's wrong for us to say anything against this, to hurt people's feelings, and bring up the point of Jesus. Did Jesus hurt people's feelings when he overturned the tables in the temple? That was that man's livelihood, of the doves and releasing them. Was that hurtful? And I'm not saying to do that in every case, but it is, there's a point to say, no, we're going to protect the innocence of children. We're going to stand up and be parents that we're called to be. We're given the authority from God to say, no, we're going to understand what's being taught to our children and take back that mountain for the Lord. And then last thing, I'll close on this. As I closed yesterday, the news came out that Madison Cawthorn had been asked to participate attend orgies, and he's seen members of Congress take drugs, even though having an anti-drug policy, narcotics policy publicly. He is now being called to name names, as we said yesterday, of we need to know who these people are. It's time to stop hiding behind the cloak, especially if somebody is being hypocritical of the nature of saying publicly they stand against these things, but do it. And the leader of the Freedom Caucus, Scott Perry, is supposed to sit down and have a conversation with Cawthorn. Representative McCarthy as well is supposed to sit down and talk to him. This is going to be very interesting to see their responses of this. Are they going to push for these people to be named? Are they the people that he's talked about? Who's involved in this? I mean, both aisles need to be cleaned up if this type of stuff is going on. And we need to know this stuff before we head to the election. And I say this as someone in North Carolina. Madison Cawthorn most likely will not be reelected. So if he's thinking that, oh, if I don't say this, I'm going to get reelected, it's going to save me. He could be wrong. He is very close to losing his seat. And who knows? This could be the thing that keeps him in office, of knowing, hey, there's this type of corruption that, I'm not saying that, but he needs to tread very lightly and walk in like the Old Testament, being a king. Who are you going to uproot? The mediators, are you going to uproot these false altars of things that are going on behind closed door? And yes, thank the Lord for the exposing, but look, these people have had time. Again, Mitch McConnell's nickname used to be, and still kind of is, Cocaine Mitch. How is the head of the Republican Party in the Senate nicknamed Cocaine Mitch, and nobody's saying anything? Nobody wants to repent of that. Nobody wants to deal with that. Nobody wants to remove that. I understand he himself has dealt with those things, but why have we continued to elect these people back into office knowing this stuff of their past? They failed. And look, this is a warning to each of us of the things that we're doing in private that are not in line with the Lord, to repent of and to start having some integrity behind closed doors if we have an issue there, and get in right alignment with what the Lord would do. Obviously, there's grace from the Lord to deal with those things, but there's a time, especially as a leader, they're held to a higher standard. Now, it starts with the church first. If we have these issues in the church, we have this stuff going on in the church, that's where it needs to be dealt with first. Because if we can't take spiritual authority, as Todd talked about, we can't deal with these things within the church, then we're going to see it in these areas of culture. So it starts with the church, and then it leads over into society as well. So a point of caution, if repent for anything, if you're calling for this stuff to be exposed. But at the end of the day, we have a right as Americans to know this type of stuff. And let's see how the response from these politicians happens. So I close with that. Again, thank you to everyone for listening, following along today. I will put the article from Todd Trahan up on our blog here shortly, and I'll put the link on this video, and then in the pipeline as well for you to read, share, and really go through and look at what he said more in depth from his article, as he poignantly puts out the things of the foundations that we need to get back to in America, and other nations as well can hold those same biblical truths within their nations as well. So blessings. Don't forget, we have our noon prayer today, appeal to heaven. For those in Shreveport-Bossier, you can join us or online on all of our platforms. So with that, I'll close, and I will see you guys later. Have a good one.